Hello, folks. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm John Saxberg, your host here at Revival Now. I want to talk to you today about exposing the globalist agenda, about what's going on, what time are we living in. I mean, if you want to go with me, open your Bibles up and get your Bibles ready to go to Matthew chapter 24. Go to Matthew 24 in verse 3. As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the age?" Jesus answered them, "See that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and they will lead many astray, and you will hear of." And I'm going to say right now, this new wave of Christianity, it's coming around, it's mixing a little bit of liberalism with Christianity. That's not Christianity. Folks, you're being deceived. I mean, you sit there and you want to go on and say it's okay for women to have abortion, and you still call yourself a Christian, you're not a Christian. For one, God does not murder. Well, you got to understand, it's love is love. And love will always prevail. Love is love. It's not love. It's lust you're after. You're lusting after something. I'm telling you right now, it's not love is love. Is not love. It's lust. God is love and God is holy. But yet God is not a man that he shall sin. He's not a man that he shall repent. Bible says God is not a God that he shall repent. He doesn't have to repent. He is God. He is holy. He is righteous. He is just. He does not tolerate sin. We've got these people that, oh well, yeah, that's okay. You can be gay and still be a Christian. You can be homosexual and still be a Christian. I'm gonna say this right now. Homosexuality is an abomination against Jesus Christ. It's an abomination. There's no way, no right way, or no wrong way to express it. It is wrong. God created man, and he created woman in the garden. We've got this globalist agenda trying to push this thing because they don't want no more babies being born. Why do you think there's a lot of infertility lately? I mean, why do you think that they're wanting to grind up babies in abortion mills? They're kidnapping people's children at the truckloads. Human traffickers are kidnapping people's babies. And you think it's okay? You think that you gotta protect former President Obama, who was a crook and who was a liar? He's part of it. He's running a shadow government. He's behind all that sex trafficking. Human trafficking. They're actually kidnapping people's children and killing them off and dumping their body off in the woods. I mean, I'm serious. There was a lady in Walmart. Her daughter was sitting there in the cart, and some guy reaches over. Human traffickers grabs her daughter and starts to take off. Luckily enough, her husband knew his stuff and clean both their clocks right then and there. But they put up quite a fight. You come to find out they were human traffickers. That's all done by the globalist agenda. It's global depopulation. They want to kill off human beings, put more greener areas, replace humans with animals. It's a part of Agenda 2021. And part of Agenda 35, Agenda 33. It's all part of the globalist agenda. You think that this that I'm sitting there making this up? It's not. I mean, the book that's really helped me open my eyes to what's really going on in our world today has been this book. It's by Dr. Rodney Howard Brown to Dr. Paul Williams. It's called The Killing of Uncle Sam. It's 200 years of world history. This is not conspiracy. This is documented truth. This is historical documentation, all written in one book of 200 years. And they got another one coming out called The Killing of the Planet. I mean, we've got right now, we've got problems. We've got our weather being manipulated. Our weather's been manipulated since the Korean War. There was something that came out in the Korean War, and even in Vietnam. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's called Operation Popeye, where they can manipulate the weather, wipe out the crop industry, so they can jack up prices in the supermarket. That's what's going on right now. They're messing with our weather. The Earth right now, they have messed with the weather so much in the past 60 years. In the past 60 years, get this, they've messed with the weather so much in the past 60 years that the Earth has gotten to where it doesn't want to produce its own weather anymore. They have to fly over in planes and drop dry ice from the atmosphere. These are commercial airliners doing it. I mean, the FAA probably is probably going to come knocking on my door, but I don't care. But I mean, the same system, the same world system, they're the ones that put the Federal Reserve and the IRS and the CIA, the FBI in place. It's to monitor us. It's to take our rights away. Why do you think they killed off Abraham Lincoln and JFK? Seriously, they killed them too off. They snuffed them off. They snuffed them out. They sat there. Both men wanted to shut down the IRS and the Federal Reserve. They wanted to do away with it. They wanted to reprint the money. They had new money printed out, and as soon as that happened, boom, they were killed. Both by two highly decorated soldiers. Both were highly unprotected. It was actually truth. The actual thing is they wanted him in an arm. He wanted to go. President Kennedy wanted to go in an armored limousine that day. But the CIA kept instructing him, no, we want you in an open car for this parade. Wonder why. Abraham Lincoln, they kept insisting he go to this play at Ford's Theater. What happens? Everything, like clockwork, boom, snuffed out. You think, Lee Harvey Oswald didn't shoot those shots, by the way. Those were blanks in that gun. He was just the fall guy. He was the puppet. He was just a puppet in their circus. Lyndon Baines Johnson was a globalist. He's the one that started Operation Popeye. He's the one that came up with the idea of manipulating the weather. He had HARP built up in Alaska, where they use an antenna. They use a series of antennas throughout the world, and they'll sit there and they manipulate the ionosphere to create weather events. Don't believe me, it's all there. I said something to a high-end military officer about it, who was a former knight, and he jumped back and he tried to cover it up. But no, I know the truth. Stop BSing us. It's time that people stop buying the BS of the media. The media is all bought. The media that we watch today is all bought out by the system, the world system. The Rockefellers own everything. George Soros, Rothschild, the Bilderbergs, they're all in the same family dynasty, and they own everything. They tax you on everything you own. They tax you on your kids. They tax you on everything. Nothing is yours in this country. Little by little, they're taking away our rights. You think that you're voting Democrat and Republican? You're not. They're two heads of the same snake. You're not voting Democrat or Republican. It's all a scam. Finally, Donald Trump got a hold of it and put the election bureau in its place. That's why he won the election. It wasn't because he paid off Russia. It's because he actually went to the American people, and the American people actually got to vote for once. And they got to, and he won by a landslide because their crooked butts got caught. That's how Obama got in office. Saudi Arabia paid the election the election board, the election the college, the electoral college. He had Saudi Arabia pay them for his spot as the presidency. When actuality, when it comes down to the truth of it, in the actual documents which showed, John McCain won that election by a landslide. Originally, John McCain won that election, but the media wasn't having it, and the Rockefellers wasn't having it. So what did they do? They went ahead and bought him into the presidency. He was never really a lawyer. He was a thug punk up in Chicago. He grew up in Chicago, on the south side of Chicago, as one of the main leaders of the group called the Black Panthers. He was a Black Panther. He was a domestic terrorist. They'd say, oh, he's not a racist. Yes, he was. He's a huge racist. He hates white people. He hates Americans. I mean, how much more racist can you get than that? What are you going to call him? Santa Claus? The Tooth Fairy? I mean, seriously, when is this nation going to wake up? No, we want to believe this system like a bunch of jackasses. And wants to go off and believe everything that you hear on CNN, NBC, CBS, ABC. C-SPAN. When are we going to wake up as a nation? What has this got to do with you preaching revival? It has everything to do with me preaching revival. It has everything to do with me preaching revival. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Sugarcoat this thing? Sugarcoat it and tell you this. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I mean, Islam is the political system that's going to be set in place if we're not careful. Islam is a political system. It is not a religion, for one. Oh, it's a religion of peace. Not all Muslims are terrorists. The hell they aren't. They'll go off and blow somebody up in a heartbeat in the name of Allah. Because they're doing it to honor their God. Why can't Christians be that radical about their faith? Why can't Christians be that radical about their faith? Is my question is. Oh, we got to be soft and gentle and loving. We got to do this. It's all a bunch of crap. Grow a set of balls, will you? I mean, seriously, the church needs to get wake up. You think the people in the earlier days of the church were a bunch of weaklings? A bunch of panty waists that just sat back there and whined and cried and just let everything happen and be a bunch of passives? No, they were warriors. King David was a warrior. He fought for the kingdom of God. He was a man's man. People think that a shepherd was some sort of religious figure. Some little weak old man with a cane. No, shepherds were men's men. They killed lions barehanded. They killed bears barehanded. Where are the Davids at? Where are the Davids at? I mean, we've gotten away with too much. We've allowed this liberal agenda to infiltrate the church. And pastors are the blame for it. They've let what was once intolerable become tolerable. I mean, am I shaken by anything anybody says to me? No. I don't care. I'm called to preach the gospel of truth, not some washed up religious theology. People are screwed up in their heads when they think that something is of God and it's not. Well, you just gotta be loving. Being loving is telling them that don't do that. You're gonna go to hell for it. Tell them there's a penalty to your actions. There is no they think that the consequences don't apply to them. The consequences do apply to you. I go out and shoot some filling station clerk, what do you think's going to happen? I'm going to go to prison. I'm going to get put to death for it. Same thing. You bring in this crap, and then you think that there's no consequences. You live like there's no consequences. There is consequences, unfortunately. You can alter the house in any way you want, but you can't alter you can alter every principle in a house that you want, but you cannot alter the foundation of the house. The principle of the foundation of that house is still the same. It's the same with the Word of God. You can't change the Word of God. If the Bible says something is sin, it's sin. If it says it's a sin to murder, it's a sin. If it says it's a sin to be homosexual, it's a sin. If it says it's a sin to steal, it's a sin. If it says it's a sin to have false idols, it's a sin. If it says if drunkenness is a sin, it's a sin. To talk about the work, I mean, people think, well, I'm just entitled to my own opinions. No, you are not. You are not entitled to your own opinions like you think you are. There is a consequence to your actions and your own opinions. When you sit there and say that you're entitled to your own opinions, you're basically okaying every other work of the flesh. This is the truth. What happened that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free? Love is truth. God is love and God is truth. He is spirit and he is truth. Truth is something you don't want to hear, but you need to hear it anyway. And that's the problem. You got too many pansy Christians, too many panty-waist Christians getting offended because they don't want to hear the truth. Too bad. You didn't write the Word of God. That's right, I said it. You didn't write the Word of God. And you're not the Holy Spirit. You don't have the power. You think you do. I mean, you get these Christians walking around thinking that they're all holier than now. Or they get these Christians that want to make people think. I mean, I don't want to get started going down that rabbit hole because I'm going to say something that a lot of people are going to get mad at me over. Like they're not already mad already as it is. When are we ever going to wake up? When are we ever going to wake up? When are we in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ ever going to wake up? People are what are you saying about this globalism versus national? It's got everything to do with revival. America is sinning, and so is the church is just fueling the fire. I mean, seriously, Pastor Rick said it perfectly one day years ago. The church is on birth control. They're making love to Jesus and they're not producing anything. Let's just sit around church and just sit around and just be hanging around Christians and our little cute little Christian clubs. I mean, what I don't get at all, these little Christian clubs are these people that are in these social cliques and they don't want to let anybody in their circle because they got popularity status. I don't know what popularity status they think they have, but they ain't got much of anything anyway. I think I just ran over a few toes there. Got a few critics out of that one. And Jesus answered them, and let no other no one lead you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ. And they will lead them astray. The church has got an Antichrist spirit in it right now. I hate to say that the church is not being the church that Jesus ordained. Oh, we got to change our whole format as a church. We got to do something that's new and with pop culture. Say what? Since when? I mean, they don't call the senior pastor, the church senior pastor anymore. They done thrown his authority away, stripped him of his authority, and neutered him. Let's just neuter the senior pastor so he's not producing anything. Take away his role as senior pastor and just call him lead pastor. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place. We don't talk about the stuff. We're talking about stuff in North Korea, the stuff going on in Iran. We've got stuff going on which has not been made manifest yet, but there's stuff going on with China under the radar, and the media is not talking about it. Do not be alarmed, for this must take place. In the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Okay, we got kingdom versus kingdom. We got globalism versus nationalism. We're going to be in a civil war right now. We got these idiot liberal left jackasses wanting to take away our guns. I mean, you got these shithole countries, I mean, these states, what have you, not countries, states, but they pretty much are their own country, out there creating their own sanctuary state and shutting off from everything. I'm here, okay, fine. I got a perfect solution for that, President Trump. If they want to be their own state, they're going to have to make their own currency and then take away our currency away from them. Take away all our currency, let them fall to their face, and see how long they last. I mean, this is it's gotten too far. Nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom. I mean, there's going to be a civil war in this country. It's coming. I mean, this latest shooting here in El Paso, that was all media-driven. The media set that whole thing up. The media set that man in there. The CIA and the media paid this young man to go in there and shoot this store up. And here are these cops just here. Here, let me show you these cops here. Just putting them under arrest. Here, place your hands behind your head. You're under arrest. I mean, give me a cotton picking break. On cops, you got about 6 or 8 cops diving on this person, wrestling him to the ground, trying to get his weapon from him. I mean, why couldn't they have taken a TED shot and knocked this no-good SOB out? I'm serious. They should have just took him out, clean out, boom. One shot to the head, dropped him. Case closed. Justice is done. No, they're walking away like he didn't pay his parking ticket or something. They're doing this to get take our weapons away from us. They're paying, and neither one of these shooters, even the one in Dayton, Ohio, and the one in El Paso, neither one had a paper trail. There's no paper trail on their weapons. There's no paper trail on anything, where they got their guns or anything. They have no paper trail whatsoever. All because it was generated by the media and the government. The CIA, the liberal left, is all a part of this. And the liberal left is not American, by the way. It's based out of London, by the way. But Democrat and Republicans are all based out of London. This country is operated out of London. London controls this country's wealth. Because Alexander Hamilton years ago ran the country in a hole like Obama did. Ran this country in a hole and then went to the descendants of King George and took out a and made a deal with the devil and took out a loan this country will never be able to pay off in our lifetime. My great-great-grandchildren will never be able to pay that loan off, and that debt's going to get even further. You think you own that house that you're living in? It's not yours. You all want to brag about, oh, I paid my truck off. My truck, my brand new truck was paid off in just 6 months. That ain't yours. You will never own that. You will never, ever own that in your lifetime. You got to pay taxes on it. That's still not yours. You will pay to the day that you get rid of that truck. That big fancy house you say it's yours and it's paid off. It ain't yours. It belongs to a system, a global system. You will never be able to own that, ever. It's all owned by the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergs, Soros, and the whole kit and caboodle. This is the truth. I mean, I could sit here and tell you a bunch of, read you some good little biblical story and teach you some Sunday school lessons from it, or I could sit here and tell you the truth about what's going on. I'm not here to satisfy people. I'm not called to be a Mr. Satisfier. I'm not here to satisfy anybody. I'm here to testify the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the end of the day, I'm not going to answer to any one preacher. I'm not going to answer to any one person on the face of this earth. In the end, I'm going to answer to God. And I side with God over anybody on the face of this earth. I'm not going to preach something that's nice, warm, soothing, and relaxing. There's plenty of stuff on Christian television for that. I said there's plenty of stuff on Christian television for that. Or I can sit here and be preaching something about generational curses, which is bogus. Some bogus teaching on teaching people that they're more bound after they get saved. I don't know. I still can't figure that one out for the life of me. I mean, we've gotten off their map. We've gotten off the map with things in the church. We've forgotten what the truth is. Oh, well, I just don't want to preach about the end times. I'm just not an end time preacher. I just don't want to talk about revival because I don't really want to. Make people feel uncomfortable, blah, 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 blah. What part of Jesus' death was comfortable? Let me ask you that. What part of his death was comfortable? You name one part to me. You will name one part to me what was comfortable of what he took when he took upon that cross, and I'll take every word I said on this broadcast back. I'm serious. I'm tired of the crap. I'm tired of being fed crap and having it shoved down my throat. I'm not taking it anymore. I mean, we've got people, in the church more worried about their social clubs. We got people out dying and going to hell. Well, we don't want no sinners coming into our church. Don't be bringing many people in because we don't want to lose our social status here. You'll ruin our social status. God could give a don't care, could give two fiddlers dams about your social status. Your social status and your popularity status means absolutely nothing to him. I'm serious. Time we take dominion. We gotta take over. It's a takeover. We've gotta occupy. I mean, I'm not sitting here to bash. I'm sitting here because I'm telling you, you're heading down the wrong path. And there's a penalty to pay, and it ain't going to be pretty when you have to pay it. You weren't meant to go to hell. You weren't meant to be in hell. You weren't meant to go to hell. No, you weren't. Your body. We were all created to walk in the cool of the day with God, in the presence of God. But these pastors, you got these pastors, we got all this stuff going on in the world. We don't want revival in this church. We want to do something that's got to be practical and structural, and we got to do everything to this and that, and they don't, and it's got to be relatable, and we've got to coexist, and it's like, where are they getting this stuff at? I mean, what kind of drugs are they cranked out on? They don't make any sense. People in the church promoting self-help. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no help. I hate to break it to you, but without the Holy Spirit, there is no help. I don't know where they come up with this ideology that there's Christian self-help, but there's no self-help. It's all it doesn't do anything for you. It's just a bunch of good thoughts and ideas written down that just really basically is useless. It doesn't transform people's lives. It doesn't usher in the power of God. If you go on my Facebook page, I've got a testimony of two teenage girls. One was radically touched by the power of God, and another one was a 13-year-old girl who was cutting herself daily cutting herself, and the presence of God came up. She went to a youth meeting or a children's meeting at the River Tampa Bay, and instantly she went over to the presence of God fell on her. She got delivered, and she walked up to Pastor Alan Haas and handed him her razor, says, "I'm done, I'm clean. I don't want to hurt myself anymore. God wants me to live." Churches won't allow that to happen, though. We got to preach some boring, bogus message that has nothing to do with really much of anything. Seriously, you run the presence of God out, you get your church built up, have a move of the Holy Spirit, and these pastors, they'll have their church built, growing by leaps and bounds. Next thing you know, when it comes to the revival, the revival's moving strong and flowing good, and it's like, bam, they shut it down. Just shut it down. Shut it off. In the meanwhile, their church is being infiltrated with this globalist system because the Holy Spirit's not there. You've done ejected him off the property. You're going to have the ushers take him and walk him to the edge of the curb and kick him to the curb. I'm serious. When is the church going to wake up? When is the church actually going to do something about turn against their own ways? They're doing their own thing. You've got pastors doing, too many pastors doing their own thing. We've got all this stuff going on around us in our world, and we don't want to talk about the globalist agenda. We don't want to talk about the liberal agenda about what they're doing, because we don't want to offend. Like I said, I mean, I've said this millions of times on this broadcast, and I'll say it today. There is nobody that's ever died from being offended. Not one person I've known has ever died from being offended. Well, how did brother Jimmy pass away? You know, the preacher said something on Sunday morning. He said something on Sunday morning, and you know, he just went on home to be with the Lord because he was offended. Praise the Lord, he was offended. Brother, little sister Cindy. Sister Cindy down there on the third row, she's no longer here with us. Yeah, we're going to be doing her service tomorrow. Yeah, I preached on speaking in tongues and laying on of hands. Well, she got offended, and guess what? The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. I mean, give me a break. When has everybody, I mean, you got to grow up. Put on your big girl panties for once. Stop being a bunch of pantywaist, pansy preachers. Stand up for the truth. It's time for Christians to get behind their pastors and promote him to stand up for the things of God and the things of revival and the things of the Holy Spirit. And we can take out this globalist agenda. can take this thing out, but not the rate we're going. Making stuff that's not tolerable, tolerable. You have pastors who love the crowds but hate the people. Oops, did I say that? Oh, I said that. I'm serious. I mean, this things have got to change. I mean, you're sitting there criticizing what I'm preaching. Yeah, some pastor's probably sitting there criticizing what I'm preaching. Yet he's sitting there in his office with a stack of Playboys in his desk drawer and a bottle of whiskey underneath in there with it. Oops. Did I run over? I think I ran over a couple feet with that one. I mean, seriously, we've got to straighten ourselves up. What are we going to do? Sit there and just let this stuff go on? We've let too much go on. We've allowed the intolerable be tolerable. Like, I can't really say it enough. We've got this thing going on. The end is near. I'm telling you, we are running out of time. Everything that Jesus is talking about in Matthew 24, and I'm going to do it on the next broadcast. I'm going to continue on the next broadcast, and I'm going to take a little bit of a break. But this has got to stop. I mean, when did you ever see Lester Sumrall pussyfoot around and act like he just que sera, whatever will be, will be? That man was like the Holy Ghost John Wayne. He walked in the room and he knew who he was in Christ. The devil knew who he was there. The devil knew it instantly the minute he hit the room. He was like a John. He was like a John Wayne. He was rough and tough. Took out any devil. Where are those type of preachers at anymore? Where are those type of preachers? The radical preachers. We don't have any radical preachers anymore because we have a bunch of women on The View. They act like women on The View. Seriously, preachers act like women. Christian men act like women. They've turned into women. I'm serious. I mean, they've lost their masculinity. They've lost their strength, their power. They lost their authority. They pretty much neutered all the pastors in America, calling them weak pastors. When is enough going to be enough? I mean, go down to Dr. Rodney's church. You don't see some panty waist preacher in the pulpit. He walks with the authority that God gave him, and he lets you know it too. Little short little services that churches are doing. Well, you know, we just want to keep it short so they can go be with their families. The families aren't doing nothing. Kids have got their face planted into video games. Well, mom and dad's got their face buried on their phones on Facebook. Or playing games on their phones. People ain't getting together as families anymore. Who the heck are you kidding? I mean, seriously, who are you kidding? There should be kingdoms rising against kingdoms. Nations rising against nations, kingdoms against kingdoms. You'll hear wars or rumors of war. Be not alone, for this must take place. For nation rises against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines and earthquakes in diverse places. Well, we're about ready to see something here in St. Louis in the next couple years. The Lord showed me on something, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut. So the Lord told me to. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation to put you to death. You will be hated for all nations for my name's sake. Oh, they will be delivered up for death. You know that right now, look at the babies that are being killed. Look at the babies that are being killed. Seniors are there. States are, some of these butthead states that are out there signing laws to take the elderly and have them euthanized. The one guy, he had his mother in there. It was over in Germany. He had his mother, because Germany is now euthanizing the elderly, by the way. After 75, they're going to start euthanizing the elderly. This one guy had it signed to have his mother, who was in the nursing home, who was senile, euthanized. He spiked her coffee and gave her something to kind of make her sleepy and had to hold her down. I mean, this is demonic. And they were sitting there putting needles in her arms, and she was screaming. She didn't want to die, screaming, "Help, help, this is hurting me. Help, help," as the woman agonized in pain till she died. And I'm supposed to just shut up and not say nothing, right? Right? You American Christians that are out there defending these jackasses, I'm supposed to just shut my mouth, right? I'm supposed to just shut up and not say nothing and just let it happen. I'm sorry, but I'm called to be a voice in the wilderness. I'm called to be a voice crying out in the wilderness. The church in America is a wilderness. We've lost sight of that which is God has placed before us, the task at hand. Churches aren't winning people over. Talk about, and they will offer you up to your death. They will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death. Over 600 million babies in America since Roe versus Wade was signed into law have been put to death. Do this same thing, this exact same scripture. They killed the Billy Grahams, the Oral Robertses, the Lester Summeralls. They killed the Rodney Howard Browns, the Jonathan Shuttlesworths, the Tiff Shuttlesworths, the Tim Shuttlesworth, the Ted Shuttlesworth Jr. and Sr., the Basil Howard Browns, the Gil Howard Browns, the Rick Sheltons. They killed them off. And we're supposed to just shut up. Just not say not one word. Let's be all sensitive now. Let's be a little more sensitive. Have sensitivity, because it just hurts us. It hurts us to see this posting. It hurts us. Oh, grow the hell up. Grow the hell up. I said, grow the hell up. I mean, seriously, when are we gonna see what the truth is? The Bible says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." I'm not here to sugarcoat nothing. I'm on a mission. You can be with me or you can't be with me. If you decide to not be with me, too, so be it. If you decide to be with me, then be with me. I don't care. I'm still gonna preach this gospel. I'm still gonna say what I gotta say. And if people don't like what I gotta say, too bad. It's not my fault you can't handle the truth. Running out of time here. I mean, I'm at the point where there's got to be a line drawn in the sand. I've drawn a line in the sand. That line I drew in the sand originally was all the way back there, and slowly but surely somehow it comes back here. I'm going back to where I drew the line in the sand in the beginning. I'm drawing the line in the sand. It's going to stay there. You can pout. You can throw a fit. You can bash me all you want on social media. I could care less. I don't care what you have to say about me. Because your words are void to me. It means nothing to me. I'm going to stand on the truth of the Word of God. It's not a book of opinions or theories. It's not a storybook. It's the foundation of all truth. And that's the fact, Jack. This is a production of Revival Now International Media Ministries. For more information on our ministry, please contact me at revivalistjfs3@gmail.com or call to text 636-368-6490. God bless you and have a wonderful day.